go.
Okay, so we are here with Leticia Cotto. It is December 3rd at 10 a.m. and we're on Zoom. And today we're going to be speaking with her about her memories about Celestino Jimenez. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Jimenez.
And Maria Sanchez. And yeah, we'll be getting this interview started now. So just to give, so maybe you don't want to answer this, but just a little background on you and what is just your, if you just want to restate your name and your involvement in connection with Frog Hollow.
So my name is Leticia Cotto and I'm the customer experience officer at the Hartford Public Library. My involvement with Frog Hollow, I managed the park branch for 14 years. Before this role that I'm in now for the Hartford Public Library, and worked extensively in the community in making library services accessible for the community.
Awesome, thank you. So first to start off, can you just tell us who was Celestino and how did you know him?
So Celestino Jimenez was a resident of the Frog Hollow neighborhood in Hartford, Connecticut. He also was an activist in the city of Hartford. Celestino Jimenez was a poet. His poetry and his how I came to know Celestino was through his poetry of Poesía Negroide and from Puerto Rico. So we used to own a coffee shop and bookstore on the corner of Babcock and Capitol Avenue in Hartford, La Paloma Sabanera coffee house and bookstore. And that's how we met Celestino. We knew him before that, but he would come to the coffee shop and do poetry readings there as well. Mm-hmm. So I came to know Celestino as a very active member of the community who advocated strongly for youth in his community, for sports and health and wellness for youth in the community. In addition to definitely being one of the strongest advocates for the new park branch on Park Street, he was one of our biggest advocates.
Wow. And so how would you think he impacted Frog Hollow? Could you go into a little bit more about that?
I smile because Celestino Jimenez, when he walked into a space, you just felt his presence because he was just so passionate about advocating for the well-being of the residents and the neighborhood in Frog Hollow. And so everything that he did, he just brought forth this passion. Whenever he was in community meetings, everyone knew that you were gonna know what the community was thinking, feeling, and wanting because Celestino Jimenez was gonna let you know. whenever there was, we were planning any type of community meeting or any type of program, I would call on Celestino Jimenez because he was a huge voice, an advocate. There were moments also like with the church that he was part of, they would get like bread or food. And if he had extra that he couldn't get rid of, he knew to come to the library and just bring like bags of extra bread or extra food that he knew would just go if he brought it to the library. And those are just some of the ways that we came across Celestino on a daily basis at the park branch. In community meetings, or just being present throughout the strip of Park Street, advocating and connecting with people. And he was just very passionate about what he did.
Do you know if he grew up in Frog Hollow?
I don't know if he grew up in Frog Hollow. I just know Celestino, and my interactions with Celestino have always been around Frog Hollow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then going off of how he like impacted Frog Hollow, can you tell us a little bit more about which community organizations he was involved with?
I'm trying to think back, and I don't want to give misinformation, but I'm thinking about HEART. It used to be a community organizing organization in Hartford and in the South End, and I think Celestino Jimenez was associated with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the name of the church, but there was a church on Broad Street that he was also very well connected to, and that's where he did a lot of his work out of. And I think he was also advocating for the use of that church, and there was a gymnasium in that space to be used for the youth in the neighborhood. He was big on health and wellness and having people be active, either walking, running, or involved in some type of activity.
Mm-hmm.
Or sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we heard that he was a really big athlete, and he was a fencer, possibly. Do you remember?
Or a boxer?
Yeah, or a boxer.
I don't know, but yeah. I know that he was very active and an athlete. Yes.
Yeah. Going back to his poetry. Is there anywhere where he has kind of published, or like anywhere where people could read his poetry? Because I feel like that would be a great legacy to his life. And
I'm thinking back. I think that speaking with his wife or the widow, mm-hmm. About his work, or his son. And also my brother, because my brother would bring in Celestino to the shop and mm-hmm. and schedule him in for poetry readings.
Mm.
And that's where we would probably be able to access some of his work.
Awesome. And do you have any like specific personal anecdotes that maybe come up when you think about your relationship with Celestino that you'd like to share?
What comes to mind is definitely there was one day that he had extra bread and donuts that just he couldn't get rid of at the church, and he came to the park branch and at one of the most busiest times of the day, which was after 3 o'clock when both schools were letting out. And he came with like 4 or 5 big bags, garbage bags filled with a whole bunch of bread and donuts that he was like, we need to give this away. Can we give it away here? And he left some of the bags out in front of the branch while I was trying to set up a space for people to just, as they walked in, to take things. And just the energy that he brought forth on that day was adding to the energy that we always experienced at 3 o'clock mm-hmm. at the branch. And that energy was prompted by us hearing the whistle of the crossing guard around 2:30 or 2:45 that we knew like, oh, here it comes. and everybody just knew to be ready because the branch was about to get filled up. And that afternoon Celestino came and it was just like this whirlwind of activity that I was like, okay, how do we get rid of this? Like, how do we support Celestino and wanting to also feed people. And then also at meetings, the meetings that we held regarding the Park Ranch, the ones that we held at Sama, in the offices at Sama, and also in the Park Ranch, he would walk in and he would always make sure to go to the key people who were at that meeting. If it was the mayor, he was gonna go straight to the mayor. If it was the head of the library, he was gonna go straight to the CEO. You need to hear me. This is important and we need this. And that's just, that was Celestino. Like, you knew exactly what his agenda was and he was not gonna hide it. And he was not gonna sugarcoat what he wanted for the community.
And then how do you think people or his legacy remains in Frog Hollow, or how people remember him?
I think people remember him in that way, a strong advocate that spoke his mind when he needed to speak his mind.
Yeah, that's great.
If you don't have